right? But what I will kind of discuss with you is what you might not see, and that's the impact that Dodd-Frank has had on the banking side of the industry and how that has sort of driven what I'm hearing is some of the frustrations you've all had, be it, you know, Hooman's great presentation on, you know, smart contracts, discussions around, you know, e-sign notes and vaulting and warehousing. All of those things can be traced back sort of either explicitly or implicitly to obviously changes in regulation that have beefed up the requirements, both on our side as, you know, banking entities and also on the non-bank financial institutions or quasi-bank institutions. So the big items, and I've seen this from both the traditional banking side and the broker-dealer and secondary side, are the what are referred to as DFAST and CCAR. So DFAST is the Dodd-Frank Act stress test, and it's a quantitative stress test that banks need to go through in order to demonstrate that they have sufficient capital to weather, you know, a macroeconomic crisis. And CCAR, which is the Comprehensive Capital Analysis and Review, which is the qualitative portion of that, and is generally applicable to the largest financial institutions. With the latest changes from the Trump administration and this current legislature, that's now restricted to entities above $250 billion in assets. Where there are some wrinkles here are foreign banking organizations, which have been required to create intermediate holding companies, IHCs, and consolidate and report their U.S. operations up to the Fed and the OCC and state regulators. So.